the gospel of the Lord.
So yesterday, some members of the ELC churches in Hawaii, together with leaders of our larger church body, the Pacifica Synod, gathered over Zoom to talk about the goals and mission of our larger church body over the next 3 to 5 years. One part of the mission statement developed by the strategic planning team, on which Pastor Jeff faithfully serves, is to serve boldly. So what does it and will it mean for the church to serve boldly in the years ahead? In what ways do we individually and collectively serve boldly now? And what is bold service at home, at work, as citizens, as volunteers and stewards? What is it to serve in boldness? When I can get past the off-putting investment capitalism that seems rewarded in today's gospel message, I think there is a deeper message of boldness, a message of risk. It is perhaps a message of risking what little or much we have each been given for the sake of return. The one given 5 talents risks all 5 talents, and returns with 5 more. The one given 2 talents risks these 2 and returns with 2 more. The one given 1 talent keeps this talent safe, does not spend it, and returns only with this same one. The person kept the gift to his or herself. They risked nothing. Importantly in this message, the talents did not belong to the recipients. They were a gift, as were the returns that they sought. In other words, the returns belonged to the grace from which they originally came. And the message may be, from what we have been given, we risk boldly a return not for ourselves, but for a larger grace. Aside from the hypothetical characters in the parable, the prophet Deborah in the first reading today may be an example of risk and bold service. It is telling, I think, that the song of Deborah, which actually follows the reading from today, is likely the oldest material in the Bible. Long before even Genesis or the Levitical codes were written, before the story of Adam and Eve was passed down and written down, the song of Deborah was circulating among the written and oral stories of the Hebrew people. Her story was kept and told and retold. Why was this so? As a judge, she was among the heroes of the Hebrew people, one who came to rescue them from trouble and to save them. If it's a helpful comparison, the judges may be like the comic book hero teams, like the Justice League or the Avengers or the X-Men. Judges is a book of heroes. And if this is the case, the prophet Deborah may be like Wonder Woman, the only female character for some time. It is risk, social pressure, or both that moved the comic book creators to finally include a female character among the team of heroes. The story of Deborah was more her own. Deborah took a huge risk in a vocational call that was predominantly taken by men. Perhaps it is this risk and boldness that kept her story alive. She risked her acceptance, her social standing even, for the call that she felt. She certainly risked standing out. She risked vulnerability and even harm to herself. She risked her difference for the sake of a larger call. Perhaps this risk and this boldness is what the Hebrew people, as a predominantly vulnerable people, valued about Deborah's story. Deborah risked serving boldly. She was vulnerable to her call. A parallel story of bold service today and risk may look like the story of Ho'onani. Ho'onani's story, for those who've heard it, was adopted from a PBS Independent Lens documentary titled Kumuhina. It became a short film titled A Place in the Middle and is now used for school-based gender diversity and inclusion education. I'd encourage you to watch A Place in the Middle for Ho'onani's story. It is available for free online. It is only a 25-minute documentary. Ho'onani, at an early age, felt both kane and wahine, both genders. She had hopes of leading the boys-only hula group at her school. And in fact, after a little resistance, Ho'onani indeed would be supported in this leadership role. Hawaiian culture, from what I have learned, has had a long tradition, a place in the middle, for people who are both kane and wahine, mahu. Exposed to more Western traditions, such a place can become an affront. Being in the middle can become a threat, a difference that is not understood and that seemingly does not belong. To be created for the middle and to take this place is to risk. It is to risk violence against oneself, perhaps hatred for being different. It is to risk one's own being and existence in the world. The price of being different can sometimes cost one's life. Ho'onani risked following the spirit that led her forward, that called Ho'onani to lead the boys-only hula group at her school. And I believe this, too, is to serve boldly. What have any of us received out of the economy of grace? What has graced the community of LCH or any of the meaningful communities of which we are each a part? For what graces are we responsible? There is a famous prayer of the Trappist monk and contemplative Thomas Merton. It is largely a prayer for vocational courage, though we may not always know the way forward. The prayer goes like this: My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, and nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does, in fact, please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. We are called and we go out with courage, though we may risk ourselves in the process. God has made us each and leads us in different ways, both as individuals and as a community. Sometimes following the graces we have been given can be risk. Picking up the responsibility of these graces and gifts can be hard. They may ask much of us. We may be vulnerable. We certainly are accountable to one another. But in the spirit of Deborah and of Ho'onani, may we risk our gifts together. Serve boldly. Amen. Join us for the hymn of the day.